For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, as we mentioned last week, it's a frenzy of activity as all the theaters get their holiday spirit wrapped up in time for Christmas.
They do. It's not just A Christmas Carol anymore, though Alleyway does continue with that for the 32nd time, nearly sold out as it always is.
And you have been out and about. Jerry's Girls runs through this Sunday.
O'Connell and Company, that's the music of Jerry Herman, who best known for Hello Dolly, but also MAME, but songs from his many musicals, including the one famed Christmas song from MAME, Need a Little Christmas Now. That's the only Christmas song in the whole show.
Truth in packaging here.
And frankly, the production is grand theft Coppola. She is very good, particularly a tap sequence that she does. I think they thought that they were tossing her the minor material, but she does it beautifully.
What do they say? There are no small roles.
Oh, there are. There are.
Now, David Sedaris, who is well-known to NPR audiences, kind of a sour character, but Mark Secco has cheered it up a little bit.
Well, he's done Santaland Diaries, and he doesn't just read it, he performs it. He acts out this 30-something-year-old man who gets a job as an elf at Christmas time in Macy's department store, doing the various elf jobs around the Santa exhibit. It's a very cynical take on working in retail at Christmas time. And I think just Mark Secco has a much more cheerful persona, so he doesn't impersonate David Sedaris, although that would be easy, but he makes it his own and performs this monologue, which has a lot of charm, comedy, insight onto the commercialism of the holiday season and the bad behavior of parents and retailers everywhere.
Santaland Diaries at the Road Less Traveled Theater, tucked inside the Market Arcade. Market Arcade is closed to movies, but Road Less Traveled is still very much in operation.
At least for now. They're going to have to move.
We've mentioned Santa Claus is coming out across the street at the front end of the alleyway.
That's called the Main Street Cabaret. It's the intimate space. Timothy Patrick Finnegan imagining a scenario in which Santa Claus would have to come out subsequent to getting an impassioned letter from a little boy who wanted a doll but was given a truck. And Timothy Patrick Finnegan plays media personalities and activists and parents and children. He's very, very funny.
Tom Sawyer continues. It's on stage at the New Phoenix Theater.
Yeah, a lovely minimalist production with live music, very heartfelt and endearing telling of the Tom Sawyer story. When I was there, it was mostly adults in the audience, but it is also absolutely appropriate for children.
Now, everyone knows the poem "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" is how it opens, but there's also a play, "'The Night Before Christmas."
Yes, but it's not a telling of that poem. It is a World War II story in which the wife of Father Christmas lands in London during the war, during a blackout, and needs to rescue Christmas and the adventures of a little boy who works and his friends who work with her to rescue Christmas during World War II.
A little far afield, but nevertheless potentially entertaining. It Was a Wonderful Life. It takes place at Forest Lawn, and I gather that some of our most beloved former citizens come to life.
Our eternal citizens, yes, coming to life there in the chapel at Forest Lawn. This is really a charming piece with lots of Christmas music, but various famous people who are permanent residents at Forest Lawn speak to the audience about their lives and the meaning of Christmas. It's really delightful. I had seen an earlier incarnation. I understand that this is a more economical version, but I would expect with just as much charm.
And we can't let Theater Talk audiences go without mentioning the Grange Theater in Hamburg through the 27th is enacting a 1964 science fiction movie, and Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
This one previously had escaped me, but this is totally in Drew McCabe's aesthetic, that he seems to gravitate toward the comical science fiction, and I'm dearly grateful that you did not let our listeners leave without knowing about that. What's it called again?
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
It sounds sort of like that World War II rescue, doesn't it? We'll find out.
And when we do, we'll tell you about it. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.